Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, it is November the 7th, and you know what that means. It's Tarot Tuesday, baby! Also, Oracle, of course. Now, we're going to be doing readings today. They will be for the general collective, so only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the rules as they may apply to your storyline. Now, our readings today, all signs are welcome since it is for the collective. We're going to start off with a general collective energy for the week from the 7th to the 14th. See what's coming in through the Crims Crack Street Corners Grandma's back door for the collective, energetic-wise. Now, the next segment, you will find messages from your ancestors. And at the end, on the third segment, you will find messages regarding love. And we're really going to be doing a WTF style. We'll do five different decks with that spread. Really get down to details. Now, we're going to hear a brief musical transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode, sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, let's take a look real quick. So, if I'm not mistaken, we do have the moon in Virgo sextile, the sun in Scorpio. So, you know, you may want to take it a little bit, you know, a little bit slower, take it nice and easy, take a little R&R, you know, and don't really force yourself to do what you don't have the energy to do today. Just like give it a little, you know, a little time. Now, just a little reminder before we get into our readings for today. Tomorrow we do have a favorable major transit, which is going to be Venus entering Libra. Now, since this lineup is here, Venus moves, you know, and it's Venus is moving through Libra, so this is one of the signs it naturally rules. And you know, there may be some things going on and a lot of different compromises, commitments, all types of things, and you'll find it a little bit more of a smooth sailing type of energy. Now, also, we do have Mercury and Scorpio sextile Pluto and Capricorn, so you may be doing a little bit of a private eye type of deal, looking and searching and looking for some information to really put together some type of puzzle pieces regarding some factual information that you're looking for. Now, we are going to be jumping into today's readings, my lovely human beings. Today's readings will be general, so only take what resonates and leave the rest behind for someone else. We will be using the classic tarot today, and we're going to see what's coming in for the collective. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear information to the collective regarding energy for this week of November 7th to the 14th. Please and thank you. Give one more shuffle. See what's coming in for the collective. All right. All right, Spirit, what is coming in this week regarding energy for the collective? Please and thank you. Alright, we have the Six of Wands coming in. Alright, this is representing some type of, you know, triumph over adversity. So, you know, you could be celebrating a victory. Some good news this week. Love to hear it. Alright, and you may have met some different roadblocks along the way. But that has not stopped you from pushing forward, right? So it's almost like you're flying through here, passing with flying colors, and it suggests like this energy of winning and finding inspiration to move forward with something. But overall, this is like a good news type of situation. All right. Then we have the Six of Cups. 6-6 on the deck. All right. So this signifies a feeling nostalgic, feeling happy, very reminiscent on memories, and ones that are also coming in very comforting, right? So this energy is like coming in, being used to better and rebuild on a better future. And with the Six of Cups here, this is like saying, also there's an energy of reconciliation here, or you may be leaving something in the past and moving forward. But there's also an energy here of some sort of apology or returning to the past to look at, you know, old sweaters that you don't wear anymore. Okay. And it's almost like you're unlocking this closet, looking at these sweaters, and, you know, you're doing some shadow work, healing, and you may be going back and making some apologies, all right? Okay. Now we have the Five of Cups upright. So this is saying, you know, that one could be feeling some energy here from past wrongs or losses or maybe disappointments or hurts. And it's so much like a person is dwelling on that, right? But is looking to the future with some type of positive outlook. And with the Five of Cups here, someone could be feeling regretful, you know, and really grieving this loss or having some type of sadness around whatever this may be. But it could also be a sign of not appreciating what one once had and really like pushing to move forward to bring something into the present moment. Okay, now last card out, we have the Four of Swords. Right, so this is representing some type of work that's being done. You could be doing shadow work, but working on something very quietly. Doing a lot of introspection in your quiet time and solitude, and really taking a look at why things happened the way they did, what went wrong, why it went wrong, and looking to really bring healing into order, right? Or it could be also like another energy here, just calling like something, calling a truce on something, throwing up the white flag here. Okay. Now we'll get you a closing card here. Can we get a closing message, Spirit, on this energy? Okay, thank you. We have the Star reverse. So someone is, you know, someone's coming in and you could experience some type of loss or disappointment. And whatever this is, it caused you to take some time to stop, rest, and recuperate and look, do some inner looking within self. And basically needing time to really repair whatever this may have been through self, right? Self-care, self-alignment, self-discovery, inner work, shadow work, and really working on, you know, the inner part of ourself. All right? So that's what I have for you regarding your weekly energy this week, Collective. Now we're going to head over and get you some messages from the ancestors. My lovely human beings, welcome to your second segment of the podcast where we're going to get some messages from the ancestors. I will be pulling four cards and a closing card. So we're going to see what the ancestors of the Most High would like to communicate with the collective for this week. I'll be using the fairy deck as well. The fairy tarot, excuse me. All right, let's get one more shuffle. Let's see what we get here. All right, ancestors of the Most High, please come through. Okay, first card out already. All right, first card out is the Ten of Summer. So there may be some type of emotional fulfillment in life regarding friends and family, and maybe vibrating with people your ancestor said that you can actually trust and don't have to look over your shoulder when you leave the motherfucking room, okay? So they're letting you know, there's some wise decisions coming in regarding fulfilling something with family and friends and children. All right. Okay. Then we have number 16 on the board, life experiences. So your ancestors are coming through letting you know that you might need to be letting go of some old pattern, some old belief system that is no longer resonating with you or working out the way you would like. They're saying this is very important regarding some life-changing events and some situations that will be leading up to very significant ones. So these old patterns, old cycles, old connections that no longer resonate with you must be moved basically out of your energy to allow some type of situation that's going to be very significant with different opportunities ahead in your future. All right, ancestors, what else? What else would you okay. So the next card out, we have the Queen of Autumn. So ancestors are coming through with this energy of being very particular with how you go with proceeding with some type of movement that you're in. And it must be moved with respect and the ability to make something more dazzling than it may appear. So you could be meeting some people, you know, that are going to really help push you to your goals, your aspirations, your dreams, and help aid them in coming true and being like a real life breathing, thing for you. All right. So it looks like whenever you move the stagnant energy that no longer resonates with you, there's going to be doors that will be opening up for future goals and aspirations and plans and adventures to prosper. Okay, next card out, we have the Princess of Winter. So there is this information that's coming in, your ancestor said, that will help you, you know, make some type of choice. But this could also be a little bit difficult, right? And I'm also picking up here, your ancestors are letting me know that you could be an indigo adult, meaning that you're very highly sensitive, very connected, spiritually in tuned. You may not understand your abilities at this point, but it does look like you will be getting curious about these gifts. The ancestor said that you are a star seed. You do carry a spiritual gift. So you might want to, if you're interested, peek out Indigo Adult, all right? And see if that resonates. All right, let's get one more card. Oop. Okay. All right, and then we have number 14, Balance. So ancestors want you to basically take in everyone's input into some type of consideration to merge a viewing point and create a better solution or resolution. But really take your time into this. There's no need to rush or push anything to go faster than it needs to go. You know, nature is never late, but she's always on time, your ancestor said. Okay, let's get one more. We'll get a closing message. Okay, that popped just right out there off the top. Number 2. So peep these angel numbers out, 16, 14, and the numbers 2. Now the last card that came out, number 2, the High Priestess. So again, ancestors said, trust your intuition. Be careful with reflection. to look at things and reflect on them before taking action. There is going to be a lot of insight coming through during this quiet solitude moment that you will be having. And your ancestors want you to be in tune with this and trust the process. All right. So that's what I have for you regarding messages from the Ancestors Collective. Now we're going to move on over to love messages from whoever's on your mind. See you soon. Div, welcome to your last segment where we're going to get love messages from whoever is on your mind and what they would like to communicate during this time. You could be in a connection, separation, no communication, no contact, whatever the case may be. You'll be able to decipher the energy from the first two decks to see if there's any messages here for you. If I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So, we're going to start off with Mystery and Virtue. We will get a theme card for the energy regarding the connection from that deck. And then we'll move to the Island Time Romance deck. Get a little bit more detail about whom this energy is. And then we'll head over to the Love Tarot. Get some messages from your person. Then we'll hit the next deck, which will be the Love Oracle. And get some love messages from them from there, what they would like to communicate. And we'll get a closing card from the Cupid's Arrow Oracle deck. So remember, these are for the collective. So all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates. Leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the roles as you may feel fit to your story. So we're going to start off with Mystery and Virtue. And we're going to get some themes regarding the connection. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear love messages for the collective about whom they're connecting with regarding love. What are the themes for this energy spirit? What is the theme regarding the spread spirit? All right, we have separation here. So there could be a separation here. All right. So that is the theme. All right, now we're going to get some messages regarding the person that you were connecting with. Get a little detail on them. Okay. From the Island Time Wellness. All right, Spirit, what can you tell us about this person that the collective is connecting with? Okay. We have coffin. The first card that popped out is stabbed in the back, and then we have coffin here. We'll get one more card. Okay. Okay. So we have stabbed in the back, we have coffin, and we have seduction. So with stabbed in the back, there could have been some type of heartbreak, pain, or some type of separation that happened from deception, or it could have just happened out of anywhere, right? Now with coffin here, this was like endings to bring new beginnings with growth, change, liberation, and transformation within this whole transition of this relationship. But we also have seduction here, so there is this flirtatious energy of like wanting to get up together, hook up, do a little, you know, little whatever the shit you want to do, right? So we're going to get some messages from this person from the Love Tarot. But it looks like there could have been some type of painful ending. And whatever this was, it's to bring new beginnings, right? With growth and liberation and more knowledge of, you know, what you would expect from someone that you're connecting with. But it looks like this person like wants to come in and hook up and do some type of third party interference. So let's see what this person would like to say to you. What would this person like to convey to the collective spirit? Okay. We have my dreams. I've been dreaming about you, and in my dreams, we are so free, so in love, and I wish I could stay there forever. So you may be on this person's mind very heavily to where they're having dreams about you, or you could be just visiting them in their dreams, you know, who knows. But it looks like this person is dreaming about you and how things could be if you were together. All right. Okay. Then we have let go of the past. Can we rewind, go back in time before all this shit started taking place? So this person, you know, would love to go back and rewind time and, you know, go about things in a different way before they got all jacked the fuck up. All right, we have loss that just popped out. I feel lost without you. So this person could really be missing you. They kind of feel lost out here in this big ass world without your presence or your energy. We'll get one more card from this deck and then we'll get some love messages. Okay, and then we have showing out. Okay, and at the bottom of the deck, you're so mysterious. So we have showing out. So this person is like, I'm out here acting like I don't care what happened between us, but I wanna appear unbothered. So this person has like a poker face, but really is feeling a different way about, you know, the connection. All right. So they're acting like they, you know, kind of got the poker face because they don't really know where you stand in all of it. And an energy here is like, I don't want to make myself look like a fucking, you know, an ass and come approach you and then I get rejected or you shun me away. So that's the type of energy that's coming here. Let's get some love messages from this person, what they would like to convey to you regarding love. Okay. Let's see. Okay, we have trying to find my way back to you. So this person is really trying to probably do some inner work, do some healing, and looking to really get back in a connection with you. Okay, then we have maybe I'm wearing a mask and I'm making stuff look more perfect than it is. So again, this person is really wearing the poker face. They're going about their day and you may feel like they're unbothered, but it's completely the opposite. Okay, we also have your eyes, your smile. I can't get them out of my head. So this person is doing a lot of thinking, reminiscing, dreaming about you, but feeling lost and also not knowing how to approach you, but also wearing a poker face so you don't really know what the feeling is there. Okay, last card out. It says, let's reflect ourselves in the situation and where we're not together to make a rightful decision. So this person wants to go back and do some healing with you and look at a situation to see how they can make something right before proceeding on with both of your lives going in a separate direction all together and completely. And at the bottom of the deck, it says, I wish I could take back all those hurtful words that I said to you. And under that, we have, I miss the old you, I miss us. So this, again, this person, you know, is really missing your motherfucking ass, all right? All right, now let's get three closing cards from the Cupid's arrow for closing messages. Spirit, can we get some closing messages on this love spread regarding this connection? Closing messages regarding this connection and spread. Okay, first card out, we have abundance. There will be some further movement regarding love. Okay, we have boundaries. Know when to put up your boundaries and when to let your walls down. So, you know, you may have built some walls up, but if you're getting an intuition type of feeling of maybe letting someone have a little bit of wiggle room to maneuver in your energy, you know, that's your call. You do what you feel, you know, that your intuition is calling you to do. Okay, and we also have sacrifice. So giving up something now for a future reward. And balance. Okay, so there could be some things, you know, coming into play with this relationship that could be, feel like something's being juggled. Make sure that you don't get too caught up in this, and also make time for yourself, because once your love strings get propelled, it's like, this is all about me and this person I'm connecting with. And it's like, you kind of start to, you know, forget about kind of self in a way. So that's what I have for you, collective, regarding love messages from whoever is on your mind. Now, I'm going to close this spread out here. Let me put these cards back. Now, on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, and blessings on blessings. Remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your mother-loving ass next time.